Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, We Are Change Los Angeles, New York, and other We Are Change groups are just knocking it out of the park again with 9/11 Truth. The last 2 weeks, on and off, they have been at the Capitol giving big, thick stacks of documents, peer-reviewed journals of thermite and thermate explosions in the buildings to members of the House and Senate. They've also been spending time in the office buildings. I mean, anybody can go in, get passes, get in to see them. And you see Jay Rockefeller, the great-grandson of the founder of the whole criminal enterprise, big eugenicist himself, admitting that their offices are besieged by 30, 40, you know, plus people, talking about the Bilderberg Group, and that everywhere he goes, that him and Schumer are being asked about the New World Order. You see, they can try to intimidate us and say we're all under surveillance and there's a police state and they're going to get us all. But if we all, that is larger numbers of us, start standing up and saying no and getting involved, they can't get everybody. I mean, just 6 months ago, you'd have a couple members of Congress getting in Bernanke's face. Now they're all doing it, Republican and Democrat. I want to talk more about this later in the show. It's just we're reaching the tipping point. We can beat these people. The technocracy can fall. The nightmare can end if we just stop believing the government-controlled churches that say it's all a foregone conclusion. It's the end of the world. Give in. The devil's going to rule. It's a giant predictive programming psyop. And like Nineveh, we can get a reprieve. But if we start believing evils here and if we start capitulating to it and saying it's unstoppable, it will manifest. And I'm not getting into a pro-Christian, anti-Christian debate. I myself am a Christian, raised a Christian, but this is a secular news program. And whether you're an atheist or an agnostic or a Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Jew or a Inuit Indian or a Hopi Indian, you shouldn't like the tyranny that's unfolding. It isn't good any way you slice it or dice it. And I'm just trying to have this wider debate and say, man, listen, the Pentagon says they're building a giant control grid, and it's run by eugenicists, and once the New World Order's in place, they're going to forcibly sterilize us and put drugs in the water and take all our kids and raise them in giant dormitories. And the more internal documents say they're going to release bioweapons and go ahead and just kill us, forget sterilizing us. We better do something about this. And the evidence is they are poisoning the water and the food. And here's the evidence. I mean, this is a mayday situation. And the only normal response is going down to the Senate office building and waiting for Rockefeller to come slinking by and to get in his face peaceably and to bring up real issues to this bastard. And boy, he looks at Luke and he says, "You got a lot of balls, kid. You ought to be in Congress." See, he gets the mafia respect because Luke's talking about his family creating eugenics and creating Hitler, which is mainline Encyclopedia Britannica. I mean, it's not debatable. These people are hell force. And Luke's gone to Rockefeller's house and confronted him. David, the head of the whole thing, probably one of the most powerful people. He's guaranteed in the top five. May be the most powerful person on the planet. And Luke gets death threats. His family gets death threats on video. Police come up and say, "We're going to plant bombs on you." That's in Truth Rising. And we need more of you to do this. Believe me, that's all I want to be doing. But I'm tied down, you know, doing the radio show, the films, trying to just go through all this great material. I've kind of graduated on to general level here. Believe me, I don't like being a general. I wish I was in the field, and I am in the field some. When we are in the field, I have the Army watching me. Those documents have been declassified, listing me as a terrorist. I mean, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. So that's coming up. I'm going to play that video and analyze it. It's got a bunch of other news. By the way, we did find the article about upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. We're going to do a blurb about the memory hole in media, but this is an example, and these flesh-eating robots. That's coming up. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Pastor Ted Pike, in about 25 minutes from now, latest on the attacks on free speech, the hate bills, cyberbullying, all of it. Then we've got Rand Paul joining us in the third hour, and Robert Wilcox for about 30 minutes in the fourth. Continuing with open phones throughout the broadcast today. Coming up, I'm going to do a big news blitz, some financial news, and the censorship of the flesh-eating robot story that was in AP, Reuters, Fox News. It changed everywhere in a few days, saying, hey, the company wants you to know they're vegetarian robots. But originally, the story was saying that it could eat flesh or anything else for that matter. So we'll go over the story. The robot's called the Eater. But this is a good way to get people's attention about why the elite want to go to a robot force. And this is not the 1950s. This isn't science fiction, folks. It's 2009. You know, it was science fiction 100 years ago to imagine big jet airplanes flying above you at 30,000 feet. We're living in just an age of wonderment, but so much of it's being used for tyranny. So that's coming up. Let's just blitz through your calls right now. Let's talk to Brian in Florida. Brian, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
Hi.
I want to give you some good news. Just last week, I was appointed to the library board district, the district library board. And I have some plans. I want to make sure there's a screening room in there. I want to perhaps have, like, once a week there play a film from the library and try to get in some books and DVDs that are crucial.
And actually make the library become a center of the community. Yeah, you could start having one night a week a viewing event. Even if they don't let you, you can do it as a private citizen. And then others will get the idea, and then suddenly you'll have citizens together talking every night instead of watching the glowing mind control tube.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, of course, you and so many others in this movement told us to, you know, take part, get in public office and so forth. And I have done just that. And for anyone who's interested, there's one more opening on the board. Go before Titusville, Florida City Council, go down to City Hall, get an application. And there's also other, I think there might be one or two more boards have openings.
Yeah, so, the general way to talk about this is I've noticed when I have hosts fill in who are from here locally, they kind of talk about local stuff all day. The way to do it is to say, I got on my board here locally. You should get on your board in your city. And there are these openings everywhere, and the globalists only need a few of their people over each city, and then they get all their minions in the positions of power over every sector. And a lot of times, no matter what area of government you get into, you're going to find that government's stealing money. And so you can also get into government and find them stealing, blow the whistle, and then start a chain reaction bringing down the local government. Let me tell you, we need good people in dog catcher. We need good people in the water board, the school board, the library board, the park board. The sustainability UN people have unlimited funds under Agenda 21. This is the big 1992 UN agreement of how to globalize every county and city under mutualization. And that's how you have standardized zoning all over the world, from Kenya, Africa, to Austin, Texas. From Albuquerque, New Mexico, to New York City, from Berlin, Germany, to Tokyo, Japan. It's global standardization, and it's all being done. I appreciate your call. Keep it up, Brian. Let's talk to Johnny in Florida. Another call from Florida. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to real quickly say thank you very much, Alex. Since watching the Obama deception, my life has been turned completely upside down. everything I once thought I believed about our government is proven to be untrue, and it's not just from watching the videos, it's from doing the, you know, the research after watching the videos and learning about what really is going on out there. But the real reason for my call is because Johnny's not my real name, but I do work for Bright House Networks in Florida, and when I saw the story on InfoWars today, it really stuck out at me, and it made sense because last week, every employee was given papers saying we are not allowed to talk about our company to anybody on our MySpaces, on our Twitters. We're not allowed to publicly talk about our political affiliations or anything like that. And everybody in the company was like, why are we having to fill these papers out? We've been working there for a long time.
But yeah, everything's really a chilling effect. Just like you can't have a liberal or conservative kiosk at a mall. They're banning them all. And you can't wear a shirt that says peace or with a dove on it. The cops are coming up and saying, take that off. It's a protest, unauthorized. They're letting everybody know that you lose your job if you speak out. It's an attempt at a chilling effect. We've all got to speak out, or America dies, the bankers win, they get to carry out the eugenics op. But tell folks more about it.
Well, basically what's going on with Bright House Networks, we have been getting some training about, even on, they say it's for field techs, but even the operators, we've been getting training on listening for different things in the background when we're talking to people on the phones. Babies crying, ask questions why babies might be crying, you know, different things. If someone sounds stressed out, make sure everything's okay with them. And they're saying it's just for the, you know, because some people get stressed out about their cable, but it doesn't make sense.
Now, let me stop you. Let me tell you, how do you introduce to a country that was once free to be Stasi secret police spies? How does it happen? They always say, well, nationwide and worldwide, like the New York Times reported, they tell the middle schoolers, and even younger, but by middle school, they write mock tickets to mommy for leaving the water on while she brushes her teeth. Mock tickets to mommy for taking a hot bath. And the parents are in the New York Times and the Washington Post and these articles that we've read on air going, oh, I'm so glad my daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, my 10-year-old daughter is reporting me now. it's so good. She's helping me lower my carbon footprint, and it's put out there like it's normal. And so the way they turn everybody into a spy, it's just, oh, you're a social worker now. You've got to listen for what's in the background. And so if somebody, if you hear somebody yell at their kid, the CPS now says that's abuse. I have the Texas handbook. They tried to steal one of our employees' kids, and they said yelling, we take your kids. There's no law, but still the police follow orders and come and take them. And so they're getting ready to totally convert the economy to police state. And so everyone, cable workers, carpet cleaners, operators on the phone, I've seen reports where they're training the Indian people in India, 8,000 miles away, to spy and listen to what's happening in your house. Google's announced the cameras and microphones in your computers. They're using that to listen to your home and just openly announcing it like it's no big deal. And so, yes, but at first it's just ask if they're okay and go ahead and make a note of it. And the next it's go ahead and, you know, oh, now we're going to have you listen to the recording. So they're recording what's going on. And so this is their pretext, but I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and tell us what else they're telling you to do.
Well, I actually got to run, Alex, but I just wanted to say keep up the fight. I definitely believe eugenics is the most sinister thing I've heard about. The more I read about it, the more it makes me sick. But I am a believer, and I know God's in control of everything in the end, and we will win the fight.
Hold on. I know you've been holding for 30 minutes to get on. Hold on. Are you at work right now?
No, I'm about to take a shower so I can get to work.
Okay, I know you got to go, but you can be 5 minutes late here. Specifically, I'm going to shut up here. We're about to go to break, but just tell me. Specifically, they're telling you to ask social worker questions, and again, they're easing you in where it sounds reasonable at first. Specifically, what are they saying?
Well, it's just a training, man. It's just training on hearing what's going on with the customer. It's all done for customer service. We want to make sure our customers are happy. They're not stressed out. We deal with a lot of older people. If you hear a baby crying, well, you know, is everything okay? You know, when you hear people stress levels raising up, ask them questions on what's going on. You know, different things. Obviously, there's key things when they make, you know, threats and things like that and anger, you know, make sure that they don't have a weapon on them or they're not going to threaten us. But it's almost sometimes like they want us to get the person to threaten us. If we would just kind of leave some of this things alone, the people are just pissed because they're capable.
Well, have you seen the news where people yell at the customer service? They're now SWAT teaming them and charging them.
That's ridiculous.
Under terrorism. But here's the issue. That's all being recorded and uploaded to the police. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. Every single call is recorded that I make. When we're coached on calls, they can pull up every single call that's made within a second. It's right there in front of them.
What about getting the technicians to spy on people when they're in the homes?
Well, I'm not a technician, so I don't have information on that. But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, of course. I just wanted to say, Bright House is not owned by Time Warner, as some of the people on the website. It's actually owned by Advanced Newhouse, which is the same company that owns a lot of the major publications like the Star Ledger and things like that. So we're owned by Advanced Newhouse.
Watson's got that part wrong.
Yes.
We'll correct that right now. Advanced New, was it previously owned by Time Warner?
No, cable companies always take over each other. So Time Warner was in this area at one time, then we kind of took it over. That's how cable companies work.
I worked for Comcast
for several years too. So.
All right, well, we'll check into that. Do me a favor. Talk to some of the repair guys when you see them on the parking lot. Say, hey, I saw an article, about, are you guys now spying on people? Boy, I want to get in on that.
I promise you I'll do that, and I will call back using the Donnie again and let you know about it. Absolutely, because I am an info warrior. The people that I used to think were absolute nut jobs is the person I've become now. And, you know, it's really kind of freaky to me. But, you know, I'm educated enough to not even believe everything you say up front until I go and research it. And I think that's the main thing. We have to
research
everything.
That's the key. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Because I want people to research what I say, because you'll find out I'm about 95% accurate, and we try to tell the truth, and over time we're very, very accurate and have a good track record. You start researching the establishment, you're going to find out they're a pack of lying, spinning curs. Now listen, this is the kind of show I should do. We ought to do a whole show for 4 hours, just with whistleblowers about spying call-in. Oh, man, I'm going to do that show. We're going to start doing these investigative reports where the callers call in, where they also email us the proof.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Bruin live in the next segment, 33 after the precise at PrisonPlanet.tv. The last 2.5 hours of this worldwide radio show. We'll continue with open phones for first-time callers throughout the broadcast at 1-800-259-9231. But guys, remind me to start doing investigative report shows where for, say, 3 hours of the 4-hour show, I just cover one subject and have a few reporters on about confirmed cases of what we're covering, but then have listeners say, like I'm reading this Fox News story about cable company employees spying on you, Operation Bright Eyes. Well, we already know about this, but now it's mainstream news. Why not have other people call in, trucking companies and other telephone company people and call in, fake name, whatever, and say, yeah, look into this. My company's doing that. We've done a few shows like that years ago, and those are just amazing. So much info comes out. So we're going to definitely, starting next week, once a week, we'll do a different subject. And I've done shows like, send us documents on mass graves. And then we get confirmed state of New York secret documents about preparing mass graves for flu going back 2 years ago. And then people call the numbers. The news then calls the numbers and confirms the documents we got. And that's how we break most of the big national stories. We break is people feeding us the info. And we could do it live time on PrisonPlanet.tv, have folks sending us documents. And then we could have a team in there calling the numbers, double-checking the documents. You know, I got a Homeland Security document. How do I check it? I call and say, I've got document Q794LL30- here dealing with this. This is Alex Jones, GCN Radio Network. I'd like to confirm this is your document. How did you get that document? Who gave that to you? I'd like to know which agent gave that to you. Is this yours? I'd like to give you a supervisor. You talk to the supervisor, and they say, yes, that's our document. Or you can be even more sneaky and just call up and say, yeah, I need another copy of 03Q945, -EL39er. Oh, boy. And then people can't believe it always when we break it, and then later it comes out it's real. But I want to do more of that. Hey, we got Ted Pike coming up. We might still kill the hate bill. Was the headline, and then he has another headline that I want to print, that hate bill passes, but not as bad as it first was. I want to get that second one. We'll get an update, too, on the Cyberbullying Act and the rest of the garbage coming up. I'm going to continue with your phone calls. Rand Paul is coming up as well. But before I do that, I just wanted to briefly put out this announcement. But I want listeners to please pay attention to what I'm saying, because this is very, very important. Ted Anderson owns Midas Resources. He's been in gold and silver brokering for now 30 years, 30 years this year. And Midas Resources has done something that's made it really a leader in gold and silver. Ted will buy gold and silver when it's low or when it dips. It hadn't been low much the last few years. And then when it goes up, he sells it at a lower price. But it's been probably 5-6 months since he had a deal like this, and this is the end of the deal. He bought gold when at the 900 to 910 level. Some of the gold he bought at the 910, some at the 901 level, he told me. And so those cost savings are priced in. The gold he's selling is priced into that level of the market. When it's $956 right now, up over $50 from when he priced this in. $956, as I just refreshed, Kitco. So this is the end of that deal. Yesterday he told you it was the end. The silver sold out at the $18 an ounce. These Lakotas everywhere else are going for $25. I've seen them. A few places have them for like $20. Those have gone up to $19.53. Gorgeous silver dollar. Put out by the Lakota Nation, pure silver, 99999, whatever it is, $19.53. So that went up, but he is at the absolute tail end of Frank's at the old price. This has not gone up, but this is the end. The silver, it's over. Still get a great deal on it. The Frank's are 216, and the Sovereigns are 266. Those are just fabulous deals on gold at bullion level pricing when the market was lower, and these are even semi-numismatic, they have some collector value. A lot of them are 100 years old, European. So this is the end of that deal. If you want to get gold cheaper than I can find it anywhere else, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And Ted said he's holding it through till tonight, and then it's definitely gone. 800-686-2237 on the Franks. At 216, incredible deal. The market's now over $50 higher. And Sovereigns at 266, excellent deal as well. And the Lakotas have gone up, but not much. 1953 now for each coin. 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. Get them today. The brokers are there right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
We're going to Reverend Pastor Ted Pike here in just a moment to cover the frontal assault on the First Amendment. Not just free speech, but also religion in this country. So that is coming up in just a moment. I did want to just add one more thing on that Midas Resources gold and silver offer. Again, this is gold priced in when the market was $905 to $910 an ounce. It's $956 today as we speak, Thursday, the 23rd day of July 2009. And you've got to tell them that it's the Genesis Alex Jones Ted Anderson special when you call to take advantage of that, or it will be the newer high prices. The silver has already gone up since yesterday. This is the very tail end of getting francs and sovereigns at that much lower price. You cannot beat this deal. Here is the number again for the brokers, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But even if you're watching this 6 months from now on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's always a good time to call Midas Resources, our sponsor. It's our sponsor. That's where I get my gold and silver. It's the best prices out there that I've found. Also, before we go to Pastor Ted Pike, while we still have some free speech in this country, we're carrying a lot of new books and videos, not just books and videos I've written or produced, but other people's great books and videos on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. The latest is Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohen and Eric Nadler, and you won't believe the people they got for interviews with this. You want to know about the real history of anthrax, the government involvement in anthrax, the anthrax attacks. This film is unbelievable. They're going to be guests very soon on the show, Anthrax War, just an amazing film, available, of course, at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Generation RX, this gets into the forced drugging and drugging of the population of the United States and our children, and how the psychotropic drugs are causing suicide. So are the Ritalin-type drugs, Generation RX. Show this to families and friends and people you know that are about to put their kids on these drugs or have already put them on them. Very important film, very professionally produced, Generation RX. The latest global warming film, part two, by Dr. Michael Kaufman, with an incredible narrator and host. So you want to get global warming, emerging science, and understanding. It's got a dry title, but very, very powerful information that's available. This film is free for anybody that gets it with the Obama deception or Endgame. It is the entire unedited interview, the whole thing. I'd only put about 80% of it out on PrisonPlanet.tv a few years ago before he died. He's now, of course, deceased. His last video interview, Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings, free at Infowars.com. Has an update by myself. I'm in the film. A lot of new documents. Really, this took us about a month to make. Kind of a mini film, but it's over 90 minutes long. Of course, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Everybody's got to have this. Fabled Enemies, the latest 9/11 info, who was really involved, how they carried out the attacks. Fabled Enemies, I think one of the best 9/11 films and one of the latest ones out there. Fabled Enemies by Jason Burmes, all available at Infowars.com. And then I can't stress enough this film. I was talking to Gerald Celente, who does foreign, British, French, Russian, Middle Eastern TV, U.S. television. He gets interviewed by newspapers every day. He's all over the cover of the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. Trends forecasting, he said he's never seen anything like it. He said this off air. I said, I wish you would have said that on air. But at the end of the show, he wanted to talk. But next time he's on, he says he's going to talk about it. He said the buzz is insane. Everywhere he goes, people bring up the Obama deception. Everywhere he goes, he talks about it. And I don't want to drop names, but I was in Hollywood working on some stuff over the weekend. And this film's one of the hottest in the underground there with big stars. This is the reason you see his approval rating dropping, is because people are getting this film out. Folks, we have no way of knowing how many times it's been watched on the web. 3 months in, you know, it was 15 million. I'm guessing 3 months after, it's 20 million. And I'm just saying, as if the film's getting smaller. It's getting bigger. Own the phenomenon on DVD. Have this in your library. They can shut the web off. They can't shut you making copies of DVDs down. Get it. Buy dummy DVDs, copies. Make the copies of it. Buy the blank DVDs. Make copies today. Get the duplication machines. They're cheap. Make copies. Get it out, folks. This is so important. The Obama deception. This is my biggest film. I've had a lot of other big hits, and I measure a hit by reaching millions and millions of people and affecting change. This has had more effect than probably all my films combined in 6 months. That's scary. The Obama deception. Now, this film is number two in that, and it needs to be bigger than the Obama deception. This is, frankly, more important, Endgame. Okay, I'm going to shut up, go to Ted Pike, because I want to get into the robotics news, the economy news, a bunch of the stuff I got here as well. Not going to keep the Reverend long. Reverend, can you just recap, because we have a lot of new listeners every day who don't know what the hate bill does versus the cyberbullying, what this does to free speech. You've got the bills on your website. What ended up happening in the House and Senate, where we are right now? Reverend Ted Pike.
Well, basically, the federal hate crimes bill, which has now been passed by both the House and the Senate, is an Orwellian attempt to basically unite federal and local policing power. It's number two. It will create a bias-oriented justice system in America, which says that our thoughts, our biases, when they result in some kind of speech that causes violent crimes or prejudice against others, becomes a hate crime. When this bill will be, if it is passed, it will be turned over largely to federal judges and judges all up the ladder to adjudicate from the bench. Most of them will be liberal, And they'll do more than just adjudicate in favor of punishing violent hate crimes. They'll also spread it out to outlaw verbal violence, those words that hold up certain protected groups, such as homosexuals, Jews, etc., to hatred and contempt.
And for those that don't know, we have read over both the bills here on air with the hate crime bill itself very close to passing. It's saying that if you do something that down the road, years later, they say you influenced someone to do violence, even though you didn't call for violence, you're now guilt by association like the Soviet Union. You literally go to the gulag. And then the Cyberbullying Act says if you hurt someone's feelings on the web or try to influence a politician, that's intimidation and you go to prison. I mean, this is an incremental tyranny. This is jumping ahead all the way to the end. This is more draconian than any legislation we've ever seen.
Absolutely. Now, last week, we were able to generate massive calling finally at the last moment. For about 3 days, the phones were jammed, and we were able to influence the Democrats on the floor of the Senate, and they passed the Brownback Amendment, which does include within the hate bill a very, very concise, very specific language saying that unless there's imminent, immediate speech that will incite people to violence, hate-motivated violence, that pastors and talk show hosts can't be indicted. So that was a real deliverance. But what the problem is right now is that in conference in the fall, the Brownback Amendment could be stripped off. And also, we have a new window of opportunity here, actually, to defeat the hate bill. I had hoped, you see, let me just back up here a little bit.
Yeah, let's stop right there. I want you to get into that, Reverend Pike. But first, can you explain for those of us that don't know, and I try to study this and it gets murky, the legislative history of this so we understand where we're at now?
Well, the Anti-Defamation League began in 1988 at their Hofstra conference in New York to jumpstart a model hate crimes law for America. During the 1990s, they persuaded some 45 states to adopt that and some kind of a state hate crimes law. But their big ambition was always the creation of federal hate crimes law, which would give them behind the scenes empowerment to prosecute and end free speech and persecute, especially Christians in America. Now, historically, after 12 years of trying and 5 defeats, they have passed their big federal hate crimes bill. That's in a nutshell. It's barreling forward to conference in the fall.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, conference is in between the House and Senate to try to make any final changes so that it's a unified piece of legislation. Is there any way to shoot it down in conference or just try to keep that particular amendment on it?
Here's the only strategy I can figure out. Now, President Obama has repeatedly said in recent weeks, he's warned Congress that if they add from 7 to 12 extra Raptor, that's F-22 Raptor fighters, to the defense authorization bill to which the hate bill has now been attached, he will veto it. In other words, he will veto both the DOD bill with the hate bill on there. And unfortunately, this last week, the Senate did decide to strip off the Raptor fighters in order to please the president and not jeopardize the hate bill. However, the House a month ago voted overwhelmingly by a huge margin to keep all those Raptor fighters. So we have two DOD bills now. We have one that's overwhelmingly loaded down with 7 to 12 Raptor fighters and support from the House of Representatives, and then we have another bill from the Senate which doesn't have those extra Raptors on there. Now, what we have to do, what I believe our only real option now, is throughout the summer we've got to join with the very powerful defense arms industry, as well as workers in 44 states who are even now lobbying. We have to lobby to get those Raptors back on to the final DOD hate bill in conference in September. We have to create a bill which is so offensive, so so overloaded with extra Raptors that Obama will be put on the firing line. He will have to, he will veto the hate bill along with the DOD bill.
Ted Pike, I know it's important to defeat this. It's critical. But Obama is such a liar that he hardly ever does what he says he's going to do. In fact, he really never does. So if he says he'll veto it, if the Raptors are on it, doesn't that mean he'll probably sign it with even more glee than if the Raptors are there?
This is a big standoff. This is the first veto challenge he has given to his Democratic Senate. This is a standoff. He is wanting to posture here as one who is frugal with taxpayers' money, who cares about protecting America, is not the servant of the arms industry. Even though he's a left of left liberal, he wants to give a conservative counterbalance here to all the money that he's...
Well, meanwhile, he's stolen $23.7 trillion with the last administration.
That's exactly what I'm saying now. This is a real standoff. And rather than saying, oh, Obama will just go with the hate bill because his heart is with the hate bill, he knows this hate bill is a lot of trash. He doesn't have any real loyalty. He's promoting it on instruction from unseen powers behind the scenes. What we want to do here is we want to create a contest, a rivalry between the Democratic Senate and the House, who perhaps can be persuaded in conference to defy him versus his reputation and the image he wants to create. And if we can do that, if we can join all summer long getting those phone calls not only into House and Senate members, but also, on the other hand, to the president, encouraging him to stand by his promise and veto the arms hate bill package. I believe this is a real viable opportunity. I believe it's the only opportunity we do have to kill the hate bill.
Let's try to kill the hate bill. But Pastor Ted Pike, let's look at the stakes. Go over the bill as it stands now if it does become law. Total federalization of police, the police openly being turned into political commissars under the DHS report. Veterans are terrorists, gun owners, Ron Paul, libertarians, Christians, clergy response teams, neighborhood tattletale squads, all Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL trained. I mean, we're not kidding when we say this is right out of Bolshevik Russia.
That's right. You see, even though this Brownback Amendment is at least temporarily put on there until conference, nevertheless, the whole weight of this bill, the whole momentum of it, is to create a thought crimes, bias-oriented justice system in America. And regardless of these caveats like the Brownback Amendment, nevertheless, the practical result is that when this is passed, and if it becomes law, then there will begin to be indictments put down from the federal government with the ADL in the driver's seat in the background, and these cases will go before judges at every stage in the judicial ladder, and they primarily will be liberals. They will be exercising compassion and in a more of a holistic approach to the law. They will not only enforce the federal law against violent hate criminals, but against verbal violence. Those words which cut and hurt. And so this will very rapidly flow out and broaden into a broad hate crime, speech crimes law for America.
Separately, where is the Cyberbullying Act? Boy, that sucker's scary.
Yeah, the Cyberbullying Act is still in the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime. The Democrats have been really overloaded trying to get the hate bill through, but you can be sure that next September, October, that will be coming through. And by the way, you don't even have to hurt somebody's feelings on the Internet to be indictable under H.R. 1966, the Cyberbullying Act. You have to only intend to. You see what a thought crimes law this is? You only have to intend.
No, I know. I mean, we've read the passages here on air. It's hard to believe it, but it's the actual bill. I mean, this is more draconian than the hate speech laws in Europe. And folks, if you don't think the cops won't come and arrest you and the judges won't throw you in jail, they can't wait to do it. I mean, look at these DHS reports.
Yeah, and you see, that's why it's so important to whack the liberals on the snout here and stop the big federal hate bill, because if the federal hate bill goes through, if there will be a breaking of the dam, a deluge of more and more of this ADL legislation coming through.
Well, most of his agenda is failing. He did get his stimulus package, his payoff to his crony package, that big pork barrel, and they have gotten their hate bill, at least so far, but on the greenhouse gas stuff, that's dead in the Senate, at least for now. On the Second Amendment stuff, he has bills to basically end the Second Amendment, allow the Attorney General to ban anything with just the stroke of a pen. So a lot of his agenda is stalling, and his approval rating is dropping. But it is interesting that the first thing they wanted to do was get this hate bill. That was the first thing, was to kill free speech in America. And Senator Jay Rockefeller's running around saying we'd be better off without the Internet, and he wants to restrict free speech. So these guys have really shown themselves to be pure anti-American trash. And Pastor Ted Pike, Reverend Ted Pike, we just only want to commend you for your tireless work against this, and we can only pray and that we're able to defeat this. Fire out the website where people can see the strategy to defend the First Amendment.
Well, thank you. Come to truthtellers.org, where I have an article there on this.
Truthtellers.org. Truthtellers.org. We'll be right back. Thank you, Reverend Ted Pike.
Thank you.
You bet. Truthtellers.org. Thanks for that update.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
We got Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son, Dr. Rand Paul, joining us. Coming up for 30 minutes. We might keep him longer if you want to talk to him. But I want to continue with calls after that and get into this Jay Rockefeller video that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where he gets confronted about eugenics. and Bilderberg Group. Very powerful, great job, We Are Change. That is coming up. I want to get Stuart from We Are Change and Luke on from We Are Change tomorrow. We're there together doing this with other folks. But I wanted to cover this before we get Rand Paul on in the next segment as we start the next hour. Cable TV workers trained to spy on citizens. I mentioned this, but I want to read this article from PrisonPlanet.com. By the way, the caller pointed out that we said Time Warner. The article doesn't say we said it's owned by Time Warner. A commenter said that, so we're not responsible for what commenters say. Side issue. Let me start over. Cable TV workers trained to spy on citizens. Bright House Networks employees will watch for suspicious behavior, which according to law enforcement and DHS guidelines includes being politically active, displaying bumper stickers, or disagreeing with the government. And you can go to Bright House's own statements. They say, oh, we want them to know the community and watch for anything out of the ordinary. And if they see you spank your kids, not against the law, they're still going to go take your kids. Or if they smell something, smells like pot, they're going to get SWAT teamed. It happens to people I know all the time. I mean, you know, one of the Prison Planet forum moderators, J.C. Coyote, he had some reloading stuff, so they SWAT teamed him. You know, not allowed to reload in America. Looked strange to them, so it was over. One of the largest cable TV companies in the United States is training its employees to look for suspicious behavior and report to police under the guise of Neighborhood Watch Initiative. Since according to law enforcement and Homeland Security guidelines, suspicious behavior includes owning guns, being politically active, and having bumper stickers on your car, the cable guy's next visit to your house may turn out to have even more interesting consequences than the originally anticipated. Operation Bright Eyes is designed to maximize the eyes and ears of Bright House Network's field service representatives and other employees to easily identify suspicious behavior and to quickly report criminal activities to the police, according to Fox News. All current and new Bright House employees will receive training to help them use the resources at their disposal. As secret police, I would add, to become familiar with residents' activities in the neighborhoods. Yes, spy on everyone and report anything they deem unusual to the authorities in order to keep our neighborhoods safe. Since when was it the job of the cable guy to run around pretending to be an undercover cop? The program is ripe for abuse and another advancement of the elite tattletale society being created in order to make the sheeple self-police their behavior. Constantly aware that they are being watched by secret police, living in fear that Big Brother will catch any minor indiscretion. And I had the Wall Street Journal writer here, and she said everywhere she was in England to do a travel piece, people would run up and say, you can't photograph, it's illegal, it's terrorism. She'd try to be at the canals, take a photo at landmarks. And when I was in D.C. last year, they'd run up and say, turn your cameras off anywhere. It's about an oppressive system where we're all slaves. And they're taking the neighborhood watch groups and the compulsory kid, you know, youth service corps and making them tattletales. You can just Google 7-year-olds trained to spy on neighbors. Google it. Show people right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll get England. You'll get the U.S. The kids are growing up with cameras in the school bathrooms, cameras in the school showers in Tennessee. I mean, this is total Big Brother. The government's totally rogue and criminal, owned by foreign banks, looting and robbing everything. And they're putting in this prison grid not to make us prisoners, but make us slaves. And it just goes on and on with kids spying on their parents and everything else. We are out of time for this hour. Don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're simulcasting there on video right now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.